20 years since the last episode of Seinfeld?
My adult life has been with Seinfeld. I loved him. Loved him. I can't believe it's been that long, though.
Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Seinfeld fans. It's been that long. On May 14th, 1998, we find Jerry, Elaine, George, and Kramer in jail. They're arrested for not helping a guy being carjacked and then mocking him because he's overweight. Many of the characters they wronged over the years come to court to testify against them. 76 million people tuned in to the last show about nothing, and most of them found it hugely disappointing. But in hindsight, this was a show about four of the most selfish, self-involved people TV has ever known.
Give me your wallet, don't you?
Well, there goes the money for the lipo.
See, the great thing about robbing a fat guy is it's an easy getaway, you know? They can't really chase you.
It's actually doing them a favor. It's less money for them to buy food.
While the show remains the master of its domain all these years later, it begs the question, how would Seinfeld play in the PC times we're living in today? Let's take a look back.
The funniest was the shrinkage. That was hilarious.
I was in the pool!
Yeah, the episode where they think that, with the NYU reporter, and she thinks that Jerry and George are gay, and then they have to do the whole, like,
we're not gay! Not that there's anything wrong with that!
So that was, like, the cover-up to, like, make sure it was, like, all right for TV. But they said that, didn't they say that episode almost didn't run if it wasn't for that? I think they had to come up with that.
Seinfeld had the groping episode where Jerry wasn't sure if Terry Hatcher's breasts were real or fake, so he sent Elaine into the spa. And she tripped accidentally and then grabbed her boobs. And then at the end, Terry Hatcher said,
they're real and they're spectacular.
But that was groping back in 1996 and it was okay.
It was funny,
though. It was female on female, but it was funny.
They dealt with a lot of stuff, sexual in nature.
Master of My Domain.
Yeah, it's a classic, the contest.
Yeah, and then they all, did someone cheat or something? Or they all broke it in a week or something?
But are you still master of your domain?
I am king of the county.
I think Elaine broke it first.
And Jerry's girlfriend, wasn't she a virgin? And she was so offended by it that they were playing a contest around her and then she took off running.
Would that air today? Could we get away with that?
Oh, yeah, they could still do
it
that.
It might have to be HBO type of thing nowadays.
Okay, so maybe it would have to run on HBO or Netflix. But there are those who believe Seinfeld was no All in the Family and Archie Bunker would never fly today.
Yeah, they weren't like All in the Family. They weren't Archie Bunkerish. You can't go there anymore. But Archie Bunker was iconic, telling his wife to stifle. I think that 10 times a day. I just can't say it anymore.
What lives on all these years later are the contributions Seinfeld made to our vernacular.
I can't believe this woman. She's one of these low talkers.
You know, because he's a high talker.
He's nice, bit of a close talker.
I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Yes, master of my domain.
I am king of the county.
Lord of the manor.
I'm queen of the castle.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Couldn't decide if he was really sponge-worthy.
Sponge-worthy?
What?
No soup for you.
And yada, yada, yada. I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
Yada, yada, yada. Named by the Paley Center in 2009 as the funniest TV phrase of all time. To teens and 20-somethings, it's all new.
I watch it on TV. TBS, they air like 4 episodes a day. So in high school, I'd pound like 2 episodes every single day.
There's not enough episodes in new shows to binge it and take a whole afternoon to watch.
So it's all about the binging.
Yeah, 20-minute episodes, you can stop in the middle.
And since Seinfeld went into syndication, the show has made in excess of $3 billion.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Alice Stockton Rossini, 710 WOR.